Welcome back to English for Economists, the podcast designed for economics professionals keen on enhancing their English language skills. I'm Alan Robert, and before we dive into today's discussion, I want to remind you of a learning opportunity if you're looking to improve your English for the purposes of discussing the economy. My video course, Economists in Action, may be just what you need. It's tailored specifically for intermediate English learners, and the course introduces you to the essential words you need to manage economics discourse. And it's especially designed to help you improve your pronunciation. There's lots of opportunities to listen and repeat. You'll see words used in context. You'll learn definitions. It takes discipline to complete the course, but there's no doubt that it will help your pronunciation and it will help your understanding. So keep that in mind. You can check it out at englishforeconomists.com. Today we're exploring a fascinating topic that has attracted a lot of attention in financial circles. It's the concept of black swan and white swan events. Our discussion and English class today was inspired by a recent Bloomberg article published on January 30th titled, "A White Swan May Be Coming for the U.S." So, to understand the term white swan, let's look at the opposite, a black swan. And first, let me digress. Remember, a swan, S-W-A-N, is a type of bird. It's a very beautiful, elegant bird that you might see swimming in a pond. White swans are very, very common, and black swans are almost non-existent. In fact, you don't think a black swan exists until you see one, and that's key. So, the term black swan was popularized by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who is a very well-known professor, economist, and writer. Taleb initially introduced this concept to describe highly improbable events with massive implications in financial markets. Nobody sees these events coming. They are beyond the realm of normal expectations. Another characteristic is the extreme impact. A black swan event has an effect that is profound and far-reaching. The third characteristic is the retrospective predictability. In hindsight, and by hindsight I mean to look back and to reflect on past events, to look back in retrospect, humans tend to invent explanations for these events when they happen, making them appear predictable. So examples of black swan events include the 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers, the 2008 financial crisis, and most recently the COVID-19 pandemic. Each of these events was unexpected. It had a monumental impact and was only clearly understood after it happened. So that's a black swan. Now, conversely, Taleb has recently shifted focus from the economic black swans to what he calls white swan events. So unlike the black swan counterparts, white swans are not about rarity or unpredictability, but about highly probable risks with foreseeable impacts. The Bloomberg article highlights a specific white swan event looming over the United States. And when I say looming over, I mean that something that is close and in some ways threatening. It's looming. And this is the federal budget deficit in the U.S. According to Taleb, and echoed by, I mean supported by, repeated by economic experts like former U.S. Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin and BlackRock Vice Chairman Philip Hildebrand, the deficit in the U.S. is swelling to such an extent, so swelling is to expand, it is swelling to such an extent that avoiding the fallout, so the repercussions, the fallout, would require a miracle. They warn of a debt spiral, a situation where debt grows uncontrollably. He argues that it is a white swan because it is a risk that is in clear sight and should be recognized by everyone. And he's not alone. What do you think? Is the U.S. budget deficit a white swan? Is it a disaster waiting to happen? Here's an idiomatic expression that captures the essence of our topic today. To see the writing on the wall. Now, to see the writing on the wall, that in fact is a biblical expression, and it means to recognize the signs or warnings that something bad will happen or is happening. That doesn't mean that it will, but it is a threat. So see the writing on the wall regarding the U.S. budget deficit and the risk of a white swan event. It seems clear that some economists, like Taleb, see the writing on the wall. See the writing on the wall. That's when you are looking at signs that foretell something in the future. Okay, in wrapping up, let's revisit our key vocabulary. Black swan, unpredictable, rare events with widespread impact. A white swan, that's a potential risk that is likely and predictable, with significant, foreseen, so predicted, consequences. Spiral, that's a situation that continuously worsens, becoming increasingly difficult to control. In this case, they're referring to a debt spiral. Swelling, that's from the verb to swell. That's an increase in size or volume, often used to describe growing financial deficits. So a swelling deficit. And to see the writing on the wall, to recognize impending danger or misfortune. Thank you for tuning in to English for Economists. Join us next time as we continue to decode the language of economics by looking at stories that surround us. Until then, keep practicing. Goodbye for now.